LAPD requires virtually every officer to carry a taser, and this is the sort of training recruits have to complete before they get one. When tasers work, they can stop a suspect in his tracks. He'll fall to the ground. An officer can safely put him in handcuffs. The idea is to keep the public and police officers safer, but sometimes the results are deadly. An investigation by APM reports shows that tasers are not always living up to their promise. American Public Media's Angela Caputo brings you the story.
You might remember about 4 years ago, a homeless man named Jason Davis was fatally shot by police on the patio of a Venice coffee shop.
It happened right over there.
That's Jake Zambas. He's a local. He stopped in for coffee that afternoon. We met up at the cafe, where he had a clear view of the incident.
He was sitting right in that corner. He would yell every so often, you know, just like, not yell, but like say something loudly about like, kill me.
Davis pulled out a box cutter, and police were called about an armed, disorderly suspect. When they arrived, the shooting quickly unfolded, and that generated lots of headlines. But what you might not remember is that police first tried to subdue Davis with a taser. It was a new device, just purchased from an Arizona-based company called Axon Enterprise. It didn't stop Davis.
And I find it hard to believe that it just didn't work.
That's Paula Larraway, Davis's mother. It's been years since her son was shot and killed, and she's still unsettled by the lack of answers.
Did that person miss? Or did Jason have too many clothes on?
An APM Reports investigation found more than 250 cases around the country where someone was fatally shot after a taser failed to subdue the person. Actual malfunctions are rare, but tasers don't always incapacitate people. Data collected from a dozen of the nation's largest police departments show the devices are often ineffective. Assistant LAPD Chief John Peters says a lot of factors can keep a taser from working.
Clothing, whether the distance where somebody deployed the device. I know that in a number of situations, officers want to make sure that they make contact, right? So they come closer than the established guidelines so that they don't get that proper spread in the probes, which is really important. We know that the ideal place to impact somebody is in the back, which is also difficult from a tactical standpoint oftentimes. So I think all those things come into play.
But there may be another factor. A decade ago, Axon faced multiple lawsuits alleging that its tasers had hurt or even killed people. In 2009, Axon dialed back the power on its tasers. The lawsuits largely dried up, but police departments around the country increasingly reported that their tasers were ineffective at subduing people. LAPD has known about the decline in effectiveness since at least 2016. Emails obtained by APM reports show that department officials seemed puzzled by the drop. It's not clear whether LAPD contacted Axon about the apparent drop in effectiveness of the weapons. What officials did do was buy more of the lower-powered tasers. LAPD officials don't dispute that effectiveness has declined, but they say tasers are still an important tool for police to have. And Peter says he's confident that they don't compromise officer safety.
And there are none of these less lethal intermediate force tools that are perfect. There's no magic potion.
Axon denies its design change has anything to do with the drop in effective rates in cities examined by APM reports. Officials declined to be interviewed. In a statement, they say that the methodology most U.S. police departments use to track how well tasers work leads to inaccurate conclusions. They say tasers are, quote, the most safe and effective, less lethal use of force tool available to law enforcement. Axon recently released a new model that it says will be the most effective ever. But thousands of Los Angeles cops still have the previous model on their belts. In Los Angeles, I'm Angela Caputo.